At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Lunch?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yep, I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore loser!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
It is Sizzle Master. They call me Sizzin, also Season Ray, Sizzin Raymundo, Sizzin Raymundo Slater. What's up, you guys? It's Sizzin. I'm from the North.
Smoker's call.
From the North. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side with Baser. Guys, I got a video here that Lunch sent me that's burning a hole in my pocket.
Go ahead and play it, man.
And here you go.
Hi, coaches. Here is Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well. How you do, guys? I'm in big trouble. Listen, my enemy is Bovada. I put $1 on it because Ray said to look it up. Now they want me. They want me to take it to the bank. Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friends, and we'll hang up.
What?
And listen, sore losers nation for life.
Send me that video ASAP.
Oh. It is Simon Levive from Tinder Swindler.
Coach, they got his ass to say Bovada. Put $1 on it.
He's like, you said to luck it up.
He said, my enemies are after me.
Bovada.
Like, but we also just contribute. Whoever paid for this, thank you. But God, you contributed you to his Ponzi scheme.
Who cares?
No, that is worth
the $200.
It's so worth it. And like, dude,
it is so funny. I am my cheeks are hurting from smiling.
Do
so
we
much.
Want that, it again now that we know what it is?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay,
it's short enough. Here you go.
Hi, coaches. Here is Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well. How you do, guys? I'm in big trouble. Listen, my enemy is Bovada. I put $1 on it because Ray said to look it up. Now they want me. They want me to take it to the bank. Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friends, and we'll hang up. And listen, sore losers nation for life.
Guys, we're going to Aruba with Simon Levive.
Hey, was he serious or was he just reading a script?
Hey, what time do we get to the airport,
oh,
dude?
Come on.
Hey, oh my God.
Oh,
Ray, you got some technique. Let's get down to business.
Hey, and I'll find it. But, hey, also, you know now how the girls got swindled. Because Eddie just goes, we're going to Aruba with this guy. Eddie thinks we're actually going to Aruba with this guy.
I will pack my bags in 2 seconds and get on the jet with this guy. Him and the baby mama. I don't give a... That's amazing, dude.
Dude, I got to give him props, though, for reading everything they said to read.
Hold on. As you guys being cameo people,
yes.
How long was that? 20 seconds?
20 seconds.
I've seen you guys do yours.
I had to do them a lot longer than that.
I just sound like Simon.
Yeah.
I see you do yours. Let's get down. Let's get down. You guys do it for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe four sometimes.
Yeah.
You feel like dropping it down to 30 seconds?
I feel like, man, if he can do that for $200 for... One more night together. For 30 seconds, then yes, I should be able to do 30 seconds.
This is his theme song or something. That's why Eddie wanted it.
Let's get down. Hey, when you go to his TikTok, this is what he's driving the Lambo in. He's got his Gucci shorts on. Let's get down.
Dude, that was awesome. Whoever paid for it, mad respect.
So here's what happened. I saw this. I knew this was coming because on the Facebook page, Chris had posted. He found him on Cameo. I was like, dude, we have to do this. And it, no, guys, you have never seen a fight like this before.
What happened?
Half the people were like, how dare you support this loser? No. And other people, I mean, I was dying laughing at the comments because people were like, oh no, his enemies are after him. And I mean, I was like brushing my teeth when I'm reading this. And I even comment, yeah, I have the Sonic here. The comments were just so freaking funny, people going back and forth. And I was like, you guys are some funny people thinking about getting us a cameo from the Tinder swindler.
Guys, it's okay. He's not real. Like, this even says, like, no one who's a true – you could not get a cameo from OJ that he's going to say, like, hey, yo, what's up? It's OJ. You want me to kill your wife? I'll do
it. No, we're just in here chopping it up.
We're here. He will never do that because he's guilty. This dude, he's actually making fun of what everyone hates him about because it's not real. Maybe that was him back in the day. But now it's all fun and games, dude. I love it.
Here's the thing.
There's a lot of journalists involved with it. I don't think they'd put their journalistic integrity on the line.
Who are the journalists? Katie Couric?
From that newspaper.
Is it Katie Couric?
Yes, but Coach.
Katie Couric is not from wherever, Israel.
Is it Shepard Smith?
He's not from Israel.
Jim Sciutto?
It's not Nancy Grace. No,
is
it's
it
not
Nancy?
About,
exactly. It's people you've never heard of, and you'll never spend
because
2 minutes
not
trying to research.
Cover over there. Listen.
But you haven't even researched if they're real. That's how lazy of a researcher you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. You're going to yell at us about research.
Hey,
where's your damn
we're
research?
We're all lazy on the research because no one cares that much.
Here's the thing. Everything I've read, what he did is not illegal. He did not force any.
He
just
said that, too. He said it.
All he did was ask them for money, and they gave it to him.
What I did was not illegal.
But the stuff he did, the passports, forging those.
Now, that's what he got
documents.
In trouble for.
And credit card fraud.
And he went to jail. No, what credit card fraud?
If it's not his credit card, you can just use somebody.
No, she opened it in his
and
name.
Authorized
him to use it.
Well, let's try it out. Give me your credit card number. All right, Ray.
Give him your credit card number.
If I give you permission to use my, if I sign you off as a user of my credit card, you can use it. What I've been reading online is, yes, he lied. He's a scumbag. But what he did was not illegal. Those women went to the bank on their own
dime,
on their own volition, and went and took out the loan and sent him the money. There you go.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
Let's play one more time.
That is absolutely the best cameo I've ever heard in my life.
You ready for it? No, Brian Beto is some pretty good ones. Here you go.
Hi, coachers. Here's Simon Levi. I hope you're doing well. How you do, guys? I'm in big trouble. Listen, my enemy is Bovada. I put a dollar on it because Ray said to look it up. Now they want me. They want me. They want me to take it to the bank. Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friends, and we'll hang up. And listen, sore losers nation for life.
Coach, you know he's reading all this crap, being like, what
Scuba,
is all this
it's
crap?
It's the Tinder swindler.
It's freaking Simon, dude. We did it.
Who did that?
Sore losers nation.
That is so cool.
Hilarious.
That's all he said, sore losers nation.
Dude, he said he's hop on the jet. We're going to Aruba.
That is so cool.
He said his enemies are after him.
Hey, Bovada, put a dollar on it.
Dude, we can strip that, too, and steal a couple good ones.
Amazing.
And put it on the wall.
Oh, my God.
Guys,
gosh.
That's the best thing I've heard in a long time.
I mean, that is so funny. Like, yes, he scammed these people, and that's terrible. And now he's out profiting where these girls are not making money. But, God, that is so funny. Like, maybe we're terrible humans for laughing at that.
This is greatness.
Took advantage of women. This is hilarious.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's terrible what he did. But, man, that is – we're not the only ones. He's making – a lot of people are doing it because of the novelty and the funniness of it. Hilarious.
That's good.
Let's segue.
You know what else is hilarious? Tom Brady's becoming an actor.
Yeah, but he's playing himself.
is following the role of Mamba.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. It's a big difference than trying to be but Tom. LeBron wasn't being himself.
In Space Jam?
In Space Jam.
Yeah, he was.
Not really.
He's
no.
LeBron, right?
Yeah, but not really. I mean, he wasn't. Well, I guess
now
it's
kind
of the same
thing.
No, you're right. I guess it's kind of the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean,
That's what I'm saying. You still have to look fluid and interact with people. You can't. It's not just like a conversation on the sidewalk.
Well, you know what? Tom Brady's going to be a part of that documentary, or whatever. It's interviews. What did you really think?
No, it's
game?
A movie.
It's a movie, right?
It's not a documentary.
Acting?
Yes,
he's acting.
As himself, though.
They're going to reenact the Super Bowl with actual players and stuff.
Do you have a problem with him doing the Subway commercials?
I don't think I've seen his Subway
commercials. The one with Steph, and then they interrupt Steph, and it's Tom Brady, and he goes, oh, great. And Steph's like, oh, great. I guess you're going to cut me for Tom Brady. You seen those?
I don't think I've seen that one.
I mean, he's doing a lot of commercials now. Tom Brady is. That's all it is.
But do you think he's going to be a good – I think he's going to be a terrible actor. Like
yeah,
I'm gonna watch it.
He's not even good at interviews. He's not even good at being fake in interviews.
That's what I mean. I don't see him being comfortable in front of the camera where it's not a football helmet and he's throwing the football. Like if he's having to like sit down in a meeting and interact with real actors and actresses, I don't see Tom Brady as one like I'm like, oh, okay. Like Peyton Manning, when I watch his commercials,
great example.
He looks comfortable and he looks believable. He looks funny.
I'm gonna steal all examples so you don't have an angle.
I gave one example.
I heard Tom Brady when he did the golf thing. What was it called? The moment.
The match.
And he was mic'd up. Dude is funny.
Who?
Brady.
No, he's not.
He drained some. What was it?
A
birdie? And he goes, Chuck, chomp on these nuts. Come on,
Chuck.
It's
like a 100-yard shot.
He's a funny dude. We just haven't been exposed to it. Now, I believe he pulls the Peyton Manning. Did we know Peyton was funny in the NFL? No. But he was able to parlay it. Peyton brought the chops. He's funny.
Here's the thing,
He's
man.
He's funny.
Once people start becoming actors and getting the limelight that's not sports related, you start seeing the real them, like Shaq. You start seeing the real Shaq. You start seeing the real Charles Barkley because you just see more of them. You start realizing, oh, this is the kind of person they are. Once America starts realizing what kind of a-hole Tom Brady is, they're going to hate him.
Okay, coach, that was funny.
They're going to hate his ass, coach.
Let's give it up for coach.
I think Tom Brady, I'm not excited about the movie. I see this and I'm like, am I really going to go watch this?
Well, I mean, I bet I know how it ends.
How do you think it ends, man?
Hey, wins a crap ton of Super Bowls.
Patriots come back from 28-3 down.
Tuck rule?
No, that's a different game, man.
That was a snow one when I was in high school watching my cousin.
But are you like
what? Are we excited, coach? No.
Coach, I haven't even watched the dance yet.
Oh my gosh. Coach. What are you doing, man?
So that speaks how excited I am.
I thought you were going to say, I haven't even watched Man in the Arena. And I was like, okay, I get that.
That makes sense.
But you went the dance. The dance, there was nothing.
The last dance.
Dude, whatever.
I tried to watch the dance at work, and I had the audio potted up through the board, not to get too technical. But that is one button away from going on the air, and there were way too many F words. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I can't do this anymore with that many F words.
Coach, let's not forget, Lunchbox totally just summarized the whole documentary every day on this podcast.
I forgot about our 7 podcast breakdown.
This dumbass gave everything away of the documentary. So there's no need to watch it, Coach.
So there's a guy named, who is your guy? Who the owner? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Jerry.
Reisdorf.
Reisdorf.
Jerry Reisdorf.
And the GM was Jerry Krause.
Jerry Krause. What a dick.
What a dick. But here's the thing. The thing is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The last dance, there was
nothing.
Did you know
Scottie Pippen got no money?
The last dance went on when there was nothing going on in the world. That was peak COVID, yes. When we could do nothing. And it was the biggest thing, and I can't believe you have not seen it. The greatest to ever walk the planet, and you didn't watch it.
Just because it's not a couple's show. Did your wife watch
it? Yes.
Ah, see, our relationship's
different. No, I think your wife will like it, Coach.
No. Your wife will like
yeah.
it.
No. She's already said she would not like that. You don't, Coach, how would you know her taste in shows?
I'm just saying that it's not so sports centric,
right?
That you have to be a sports fan to
love
it.
It's like Hard Knocks. You would think, oh my gosh, your wife would never like that. My wife loves Hard Knocks because it's not only just football, but it's like
about their lives.
It's life aspects, and she enjoys that part of it.
Yeah.
She doesn't like he she gets coach, annoyed with
let
the
it go.
Sports.
Let it go. He doesn't want to
for
watch
my
it.
Wife, for example. Does your wife swing?
See, my he wife. Won't watch it.
I'll it watch it, but no, I got to do won't. It at night or in the early wee hours of the morning when she's in bed.
Coach, there are no nights in your life.
I'm meant to say afternoons.
Okay.
Okay. That was good.
Yeah, like 5 p.m. is nighttime.
Coaches, we need to eliminate the word coach from our vocabulary. We're saying it way too much.
Come on, Coach.
You really think so?
Yeah, it just annoyed me right there. And I was like, well, if it annoyed me, it
so
must.
You're telling no, me no, we no. need to take it out no, no, back no. and put it out of misery?
Yeah, here's what we need to do.
Oh.
We do have it on hoodies, but we probably shouldn't do it on the podcast because I don't think it's an easy listen, and that is because I'm an audio engineer, and I'll hang
up. Did you get one email?
No, he's easily annoyed today. Do you remember the other day he said at some point in the day, everyone's voice starts to sound like, what'd you say?
Nails coach. On a chalkboard.
Nails on a chalkboard. Coach. That's not our fault, Coach. Those are just our voices.
That was not on you guys. That was on, if you want specifics, that was on the Gators of the world. That was on the hallway locker room guys of the world. It was such a party in here. There were so many voices. Everybody was trying to talk at the same time. I was like, good God, I can't do this anymore. And it's a mad rush into the studio once the show's over. Everybody's trying to squeeze in stories. You can't even enjoy one damn story.
Right, because you point. Have overlapping stories.
I understand, yes. Coach, but God, sorry. I understand, but you...
I said it!
We... Even when we're not on microphones, call each other the C word. So you can't get away from it, Coach, and I think you're just annoyed by that.
All
oh,
right.
God. I said it again.
All right. Now you know why
it's
I
hard.
Said we said it a lot.
You're right.
Because you just couldn't even stop from saying it.
Damn. Because I have seen people say, hey, I tried to listen to your podcast, but man, you guys call each other Coach too much and you talk over each other too much. Well, sorry. That's just how we are.
Now we're working on our timing. Good job, Ray, with your insertion.
We're starting to raise our hands when you want to talk.
No, we're not going to do the raise the hands thing.
If we do that, I'm out.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Ray, do you have a point on that? Eddie?
No, Coach, I don't.
No more raising hands.
Just wait till, hey, wait till,
memories.
Hey, wait till I call on you.
Okay, Coach, go to commercial.
But guys, all right, listen. So last week, or well, not last week, last podcast, I teased something I needed help with at the trampoline park.
Sex?
Deep tease.
No. I've got that down. We've got three kids, man. I think I'm doing pretty well.
Okay.
Three boys knocking it out of the park. No, we go to the trampoline park, and I have my three-year-old and my two-year-old.
Gibbles.
Where's the baby?
My wife has him.
That's a good point, Eddie. Ah! The baby!
No, she's sitting on one of the...
Baby's in the parking lot. Sucking out a pacifier,
no,
crawling in the parking lot.
She's sitting on one of the couches holding the baby.
The recliners.
They do have recliners, yes. It's nice. So she enjoys that instead of going to jump. And she has PTSD from trampoline
Whoa,
parks.
Coach.
Because we went and she jumped four jumps, landed on the padding, and her ankle swelled up the size of a basketball. And it was a whole thing. And she said she will never jump on a trampoline again. And that was 8 years ago. But what I'm talking about is, so we're there and... There's kids everywhere, and my 2 and 3 year old, they're
daddy,
little.
Daddy.
So, hey, let's jump, jump.
Let's jump.
They barely jump because, you know, they're 2 and 3. They don't get that high. They do a little bit. My three year old is starting to jump off a few of the things, and I'm throwing them in the foam pit. Well, all of a sudden, this 6 year old kid attaches himself to us.
Let's call him Billy the Bully.
Not even Billy the Bully. Let's call him Alvin the Annoying.
How about Lyle the Lonely?
Maybe. Okay, Lyle the Lonely. So he's like, hey, do you guys want to play crack the egg?
Is he talking to your kids or you?
He was like, me. He was like, hey, do they want to play crack the egg?
Because of the old dude.
And I'm like,
I don't want to play. Maybe my kids do.
And he's like, I'm like, no, I don't think so. He goes, it's real easy. They just have to sit on the trampoline and put their arms around their legs, and I'll bounce them until they let go. And I'm like, I don't think they want to play that. I said, and he goes, okay, well, we can play double bounce, where I just, they bounce.
Well, that's
and
fun. And I'm like, fun.
He's bringing good games.
Yeah, because that's fun.
The break the egg, I remember vividly.
Love it.
I do remember that. But Lyle the Lonely, I'm like, hey, man, they're really little. They don't really want to play that. Okay, what do they want to play?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I think they just want to bounce. He goes, no, we need to play a game.
Yeah.
Do they want to play hide and go seek?
Ooh, that sounds fun.
I'm like, Lyle. Because
the place is big. It's got a little place to hide.
But
you can hide in the foam pit.
Do you have an endorsement with him? We talk about this place every time.
No.
Yeah, it's just a great park.
Urban Air?
You can bring your kids.
No, we went to a different one. I don't even know what it's called.
Half Price Tuesday.
Altitude or something.
Altitude.
Maybe that's what it's called. I don't know.
But anyway. That sounds right.
Lyle the Lonely. I'm like, no, I mean, they don't really like to, you know, I mean, hide and go seek in here, kind of hard for a 2 and 3 year old. And he goes, well, I mean, we can play baby games. I don't mind playing baby games.
Baby games sounds fun.
And I'm like, okay.
All right, I'll be the dad. Or the baby.
All right, I'm the baby.
I'm like, and I said, hey, Lyle, how old are you? He said, 6.
Oh, that's when you're like, I can't be talking to you.
No, I said, hey, man, they're just a little bit little to play those games. It's kind of hard for them. They're just learning to bounce on the trampoline right now.
Mm. Where's Lyle's dad?
Thank you, Ray.
Lyle's dad's about to kick your ass for talking to Lyle.
Here's the thing. So then I start throwing my two kids in the foam pit. He's like, hey, man, throw me in the foam pit. I'd like to be thrown in the foam pit.
Coach, don't tell me you threw Lyle in the foam pit.
I'm like, Lyle the Lonely, I am not your dad. I'm not going to throw you in the foam pit. So,
Coach, but I don't know if you said no because you didn't want to be looked at as like, oh, a predator in a foam pit. You have kids, so that's your out. You can launch kids in the foam pit all you want.
No. You can't launch other kids in the foam pit.
See,
Coach,
you guys live this weird PC world. Is that really what
parenthood's
like?
Please, can you go to Altitude today and start throwing kids in the foam pit?
He has to have his own kids.
If he asked me to.
He has to have his own kids to do it, is what he's saying.
Okay, fine. Coach, you can borrow my four kids. Take them with you.
Coach, is this your way of me getting a babysitter?
So, this kid, Lyle the Lonely, hey, you want to go over there and do the obstacle course? I'm like, Lyle, my kids are too small. They can't get on that. Okay. Well, let's go up the slide.
I love that Lyle doesn't take no for an answer. I love that.
You like that because you're not there.
Lyle the Lonely is going to be successful in life. I love it.
Agreed.
Keep going.
So my kids, it's a pretty tall slide, and they like to go up about halfway and then slide down.
Yeah, because they're little.
We all do.
Instead of going all the way to the top. So Lyle goes all the way to the top, and my kid goes about halfway up, gets on, and slides down.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, what are you doing? You got to come all the way up here. And my kid's climbing up the next time, so Lyle reaches down and starts yanking him up the slide.
Nice, helping him up.
Daddy Box needs to come in.
Lyle, you son of a...
And he's like, they're doing it wrong. Do they not understand you have to go to the top of the slide? And I'm like, Lyle, they don't want to go to the top of the slide, man. Okay?
A person allows their 6-year-old to be away from him that long. Dude, that's shocking.
Coach, why is Lyle still hanging around you guys? Like, why did you not just go somewhere else?
Eddie, we went to another side. We went to the dodgeball pit. Guess who came?
Coach, Lyle, stop right there, look Lyle in the face, and you say, Lyle, go that way. We're going this way.
This is where I'm getting to. He followed us around for 50 minutes.
Coach,
50.
You were 30 minutes too much.
How do you tell a 6-year-old to kick rocks?
Easy. Lyle, come over here for a second, bud. Hey, we're going to go that way. You go that way, okay? We'll come back in 2 hours and find you. See ya.
He didn't take no for an answer. He didn't take any of that.
The hide and seek was your way out.
Eddie, he would have found us in 2 seconds.
No. He's hiding.
He's
all right,
hiding,
Lyle.
You're gone.
We're doing hide and seek. You go hide. And then that's it. And go somewhere else and play.
You idiot.
That was your out.
Sorry, we never found you, Lyle. Sorry about that. Where'd you go?
He was in the foam pit for 2 hours. They'll be here soon.
I kept trying to tell him, hey, man, why don't you go over there and do that? You go do that. We're going to go over here. And he would come with us.
Please get to the point where Lyle's dad kicks your ass.
No, I never saw Lyle's dad.
Oh, that's sad.
That's what I am saying.
That's actually sad.
Lyle the Lonely.
He didn't have a dad. His dad left him when he was young, Coach.
He didn't have, I guess, no siblings, no friends. Is he there by himself? I didn't see one adult with him. But he followed us around for 50 minutes. And I understand that he wants someone to play with him. But, man, I'm just trying to enjoy his time with my 2 and 3-year-old. I did not know how to shake this kid.
Did you think about fostering?
I know. I thought about giving him $5 and, hey, go to the concession stand. Get yourself something to eat. That way he would leave us alone. But, man, I didn't know how to get rid of the kid. Lyle the Lonely, he was relentless.
But, I mean, you know it. Eddie, you've already – don't you have kids stay the night at your house?
Sometimes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're acquiring more kids. It's not just like your family's two – man and woman, three kids. There's going to be kids staying the night. There's always going to be other kids in the picture, especially once your kids start getting outgoing. So you playing with Lyle the Lonely – that's a weekendly thing. Next weekend, you're going to have to teach kid how to throw the football because he's going to be the neighbor kid that comes over. Kids are always going from house to house, staying the night, riding in cars.
Coach, that's interesting, right? Like, why didn't you just play with him? Like, why didn't you just say, all right, play with my kids, and all right, Lyle, here, I'll bounce you up and down with my other hand. I'll hold my kids with the other hand.
Because I have two kids, so it takes two hands.
Right, but you could also be like, all right, boys, give me a second. I want to play with Lyle real quick.
No, I'm not going to give up my time with my kids.
So just your kids are the important kids in America. Got it.
Lyle the Lonely.
Screw all the other kids in the world.
That's
what it sounds like.
That's not what I'm saying. I am saying, listen, man, like if I only had one kid and you wanted to play, and okay.
Oh,
but
only if you had one kid.
And the age difference just makes it hard because he wants to play crack the egg. My two-year-old can barely get on the trampoline without falling.
Coach, the two-year-olds are the best to crack the egg. They make the best eggs.
My two-year-old doesn't even know the concept of putting his arms around and locking. And, I mean, he starts clapping because he forgets the name of the game. The game's over in 2 seconds. Mm. Like, he can't play those games. The age difference was just too big, and I don't know the kids.
Then Lyle should have been the egg. You make Lyle the egg, Coach, and then you three start jumping and try to crack him.
My kids,
I bet your boys would have loved that.
They wouldn't have been able to jump high enough to get him off the trampoline.
You would have.
Yeah, and then here comes, all of a sudden, now he has a dad, and I'm getting my ass kicked.
Exactly.
Like, Lyle the Lonely's dad finally sees him bouncing in the air.
You trying to crack my son?
He's like, hey, are you playing crack the egg with my son? How about I crack your damn skull?
Come over here, you son of a bitch.
See, I think Lunch was too worried about, I can't play with somebody else's kids. I'll be on the child list.
No, it's not a thing. It was more.
It's a thing.
Lyle the Lonely was kind of annoying, too, because my kids were getting blocks out of the foam pit, and they like to stack them on the edge of the foam pit and then knock them in. So they were getting them out, and so Lyle was putting them over here somewhere.
You talking about in the corner?
No. Just on one of the trampolines. It's right by a trampoline. And he was trying to fill up the whole trampoline with the foam blocks that they were taking out, but they just wanted to set him on the edge and knock him back in. And so he would start yelling at them when they would start knocking. No, that's not what they're doing. We're trying to fill up the trampoline. I'm like, no, Lyle, they're doing what they want to do.
Oh, now you want to talk to Lyle.
No, I talked to him.
Yeah, but
I just didn't want to play with him.
Coach, now Lyle just hears no all of a sudden. I mean, no, Lyle, no, Lyle, no, Lyle. I mean, you got to give the kids some positivity. You know what I saw at that trampoline place?
Tell me.
They were taking the blocks out and the block foams.
Yeah.
And they stacked them up and made a fake wall in a corner and made like a little room. And I'm over there playing like, what are they doing behind that wall? Check the email, Coach. And I go look behind the wall and there's two teens making out. I said, I get the wall, break it down. Get the hell out of here, you two. What are you doing?
You did not.
I did.
I said, knocked down the wall.
I knocked down the wall. I'm like, get out of here. They're kids here. What are y'all doing? Get out of here. These are foam bricks. One kid's going to pull a foam brick and see you guys.
He's going to pull the foam brick and see your.
Yeah, exactly. Get the hell out of here. Hey, and they were like, sorry. And they left.
You busted kids making out and you called them on it.
What are they doing behind there? Come on. Coach, they were probably 50. No, there were probably 500 kids there.
At least they were behind the foam wall. They were smart enough to build the wall.
What were those boys doing? They're making out, weren't they?
It was a boy and a girl.
Oh.
He's zoned out, man. He's already lost interest.
What did that email say, Coach?
I was trying to.
Coach, the big show, man, you would have been in trouble.
But my question is,
I was trying to not assume that it was a boy and a girl.
Yeah, he's.
Well, good for you, Coach. Good for you.
I'm just saying it's crazy to me that they at least were smart enough to build the wall so the other kids wouldn't see.
No, man, go outside. You know, go in the parking lot. And
well,
go
it's not fun to go in the parking lot. Go by the dumpster. Gross.
Oh, you'd rather just build the fake foam wall?
Yeah, build the fake foam wall. Make that a little bit.
You want to kiss me for the first time next to this sewage plant?
Yeah. I mean,
where would you make out with the chicks?
We used to do it at the roller skating rink.
Yeah. The slides, perfect.
We'd go in the back right
where it
corner.
Turns?
Yeah, you slide halfway down.
You would go. That's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah. You'd go in the back right corner, or they had a little jail right at the front. You would go into the jail.
Huh?
Like it had. It was not really a jail. It was just like a
hold
bench
cell?
That had wood in front of it that looked like a jail.
Okay.
And you would go in
you'd
there.
Take them in there, make out.
Yeah.
I mean, but the skate center was easy. It was dark.
It was dark, dude.
Always.
That back right corner, I mean, you just made out the whole time.
The trampoline place is not dark.
No, it's not. And there's a lot of people running around.
And lots of kids, and that's why they build that foam wall. I knew something was fishy, too. I saw that foam wall. I'm like, what's going on back there?
Were your kids anywhere near there?
Yeah, they were in the little pit next to it. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, there were a bunch of kids at that wall.
Like, you didn't want your kids to say, hey, oh, love is love. Like, let the kids, like, the heart is fluttering.
Coach,
like,
my
romance.
Kids are still in the age of, ugh, that's gross, kissing girls. Like, let them live that life until, because, you know, the rest of their life, they're going to be like, I want to kiss more girls. I want to kiss girls. Let them live the innocent life for a little bit.
Okay.
Because at some point, it's just going
to
be
you
about
know they
kissing
went to
girls.
School that Monday. They're like, man, this old guy, the freaking, like, we had the foam pit set up.
Yes.
We had the wall set up. And this stupid old dude came over and hated on our game.
Probably.
Like, you are the guy that you used to hate when you were younger. Like, when you're at the wherever you are and making out, you didn't really make out, did you?
I didn't make out.
Well, in the jumping park, people that work there, isn't that what they're supposed to do? Keep kids from misbehaving, hooking up. Grabbing
Coach,
a girl.
Right. The There's dude, only two people that work there.
And
they're behind the cash.
And one of them's smoking pot.
There are two other ones. There are two other ones, and they're like 15 years old.
They were the ones making out.
Hey, and they're jumping on trampolines, doing flips, making everyone go, ooh, they're so good. Look at them.
That's another thing. There was the
workers are playing?
Yes, they jump.
If I owned that place, I'd shut that down day one.
I also want to give a message out to Flipping Felicia. The girl that's there to practice her gymnastics routine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Flippin' Felicia, calm down. Because she has they have the two ones with long runways.
Oh, yeah.
And Flippin' Felicia acts like she is so annoyed when kids are running back and forth because she's trying to do her double flip, backstand, hand, whatever. Like, she's taking up the whole thing, and when a little kid runs out there and bounces, gives them the stink eye, like, really? Are you serious? I'm here to practice my gymnastics. Like, go somewhere else. Go to the gymnastics gym. Don't get upset at the little kids running out on that Flipping Felicia.
Did you tell her something?
No. But I saw her dad standing there going, hey, guys, can you move? Telling the kids to move off the ramp, the runway. And I'm like, dude, this is not the place and the time. There are hundreds of kids here. If you want her to practice her gymnastics, go somewhere else or come when it's not busy.
And what I'm realizing now is once you become a parent, you just eat, sleep, and drink parenting. Lunch, even when he's not parenting his own kids, he's parenting Flippin' Felicia.
Mm-hmm. And Lonely Lyle.
Yeah, Lyle the Lonely.
I mean, so I don't have kids, so people don't look at me as a parent.
Yes, you do, Coach.
23 eggs.
That's right.
So but you are just, your life is parenting. You're now parenting the next generation, wherever you may be, and even if it's not your own kids. That's crazy to me. You're now viewed as somebody who has to control environments a little bit and parent them because of you being a parent.
I'm about to tell you something real, and it could be sad, but it's real. There comes a point in your life when you become a parent and you realize that you are going to die and your kids will live on. Okay. And all the younger generation will live on beyond your life. So you take yourself out of everything.
So you don't exist right now.
Coach, everything I do, it's for my kids and for kids all over the world.
That's depressing.
What I do doesn't matter anymore. What matters is how we treat our children because they will carry on your legacy.
But here's the thing, man.
You're wrong.
When the kids are 17, start smoking weed and have no ambition and don't even drop out of high school and don't do college.
That's possible.
Then at that point, then it becomes about me again.
Look, man. Like, what? Our job here is done once we have kids. We're done.
No, you're crazy. You still need to live for you some, too.
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
There's nothing. Coach, we've lived
Why
already.
Why do you go play golf? For
just,
you.
No, I mean, just to survive. Honestly, when I play golf or go walk the dog, I'm surviving. When I drink a beer, I need that. That's my Mario
phone,
mushroom.
I got a phone number for you. If you need the beer... That's a problem.
You need it.
No. Sometimes you need, my wife needs the wine.
Sometimes you need it, coach. Hey, until you have kids, you have no say in this. You're going to see that beer and you're going to be like, that's my mushroom. Give it to me.
Right, you'll feel that. You'll have those feelings one day.
You don't drink beer, though, so what's your beer?
I go for mushrooms, actual ones.
Heroin.
It's funny that you say mushrooms, man.
Meth.
Hey, honey, let me do a Ripper Magoo. Come on in here with the ski lodge.
Jägerbomb.
Hey, speaking of kids, we got an email. Hey, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Ray. The question is geared towards Lunchbox and Eddie. Sorry, Ray. I know you have your 23 eggs. How did you guys do potty training with your boys? My son is going to be 3 in March, but needing some advice. Absolutely love you guys. You are wicked awesome. Thanks, guys. Megan from Boston.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Lunchbox, take it away. I mean, you did it in one day.
No, I did it in 3 days, 3 or 4 day weekend. We just kept them home from school. Took the diaper off and let him run around naked the first day or two. And once they pee on the floor once or twice, and they're like, oh, that's weird. And they start learning that, hey, I need to go to the potty. And you just kind of, you can't go anywhere for that day. And then the first, like, you put diapers on at nap time. I think we read Oh Crap, I'm Potty Training is the book. And it's real short.
It's called Oh Crap, I'm Potty Training?
Yeah, let me think. I think that's right.
I mean, that's a good name for a book. Oh, crap. I'm potty training.
I get it.
I'm texting my wife, potty training.
Coach, we're not waiting for her response.
It'll just take 2 seconds. Going.
And I'm pretty sure people can just Google.
Well, I don't know if that's the right. I want to make sure.
I'm sure it's something around
this. Don't write into the mailbox if it's just a question you can Google.
No. But
and I'll hang up.
Everybody has their different opinions, and we are wicked awesome. She's from Boston.
Boston.
That is how I did it, and it worked great. We waited till about the same time you did, a couple months before he turned 3. And it was so smooth, and we had maybe 1 or 2 accidents, and that is it.
What about the one where you went to the baseball game and he shit all over your car?
Whoa!
Oh, well.
And then he took another dump when he was sitting watching the game.
He took like 3 dumps in the parking
lot. And then when
lot.
You took him to the car, the parking lot, he took another dump.
No, the other one threw up. Yeah. That was
that was a hell of a day is what that
he
was.
He had diarrhea. And
Oh, man.
He diarrhea in his pants about 4 times, and they were all at Eddie's kids' baseball game. A couple times we went in the parking lot, so whoever was getting in their car later, they had a nice surprise.
Coach,
how Eddie remembered it.
Coach, he took a dump right by the door, the car door.
I remember
somebody's
him
car
telling
door.
That story. That's disgusting.
It was
He's
bad.
Got the lunchbox stomach.
Ugh. No, I don't know what it. I don't know why that was. He must have had something, right? I mean, it was a virus.
Ask him when he's older.
I mean, they have this fake toilet that you put by the real toilet that they practice in forever. Like,
we have a little Elmo one.
Yeah, you did 3 days or whatever. Like, we just always like, all right, start peeing in the little fake toilet. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And then finally, all of a sudden, they're like, take my diaper off. I got to go pee. And they're like, oh, look at that. He peed in the toilet. I think he's ready. And then they're just ready. I don't remember any kind of like, let's do this and do that. And then it'll come out, and that's exactly how you do it. I think all kids are different. Our kids, somehow, they just kind of train themselves. They realize it snapped in their head that, oh, I don't want to wear diapers anymore. I'm going to pee and poop in this toilet.
Have you ever had to call over a plumber for the fake toilet?
Coach. Does it actually go into the fake toilet, and then who dumps it out?
Then you got to dump it.
You got to dump it out.
It's like a bedpan. It's like a bedpan. It's pretty gross.
One time I was pissed up, I thought that was the real toilet.
Man, what is this? Honey, I shrunk the toilet?
Whoa, who made the toilet smaller?
The bad part is when they go in that toilet, and then they're the ones that want to dump it in the big toilet. That gets messy.
Yeah.
Because they, I'm so proud of my potty. Let me dump it in the toilet, and it sloshes all over the floor.
Hold on. Is that from the tub? You got water everywhere. Oh, that's pee.
The book is called Oh Crap Potty Training.
Oh.
That's it.
I like Oh Crap on Potty Training.
Yeah, but it's just Oh Crap Potty Training. Oh. That's it.
Eddie definitely didn't read a book.
No, coach. I mean, there were the books are stupid because every kid's different. I mean,
that's the best thing you can say. There isn't one kid on planet Earth. The way that I was raised is different from my brother, different from my sister. The way you guys are talking, everybody raises their kids different. Yes. Half of them become gups. Half of them become successful, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you could probably avoid most of the gups, but there is one book that I read, and it said something. I don't even remember the book, but and I didn't even read the whole thing. But there was something that it said about expectations from your kids. Like when you raise a child, this is crazy, dude. When you raise a child, we think that it's our job to show them how to live in the world, right? Like, you need to do this. You need to zip your pants up. You need to tie your shoes when you do.
Well,
you
they do need to zip their pants.
Right?
No doubt.
But this is about to get deep, Coach. I'm hitting the deep.
I mean, Eddie gets really deep on this.
Coach,
thing.
I'm always deep.
Guys, no, name this person.
Not when you're having sex.
When you're when you're driving down the road and you look at all those cars with brake lights and you think, man, the government controlled all those people and made them all get brake lights. That was a deep moment flashback from Eddie.
Great.
Eddie, please go to your current.
You will never forget that.
Because it was great. Coach, I drive by down the road, and I'm like, Eddie was right. Everybody has brake lights, and everybody has headlights.
Kids learn more about what they see than what you tell them. If you want your kids to grow up a certain way, act that certain way.
But you don't.
It's hard.
You're gambling, drinking.
It's hard, Coach.
Smoking.
I would love to just lay in bed, but I know that if I laid in bed all day and just did my work, watched TV, my kids would think, hey, that's what you do when you're a dad. You go home after work, grab a beer, and sit in bed all day. And that's what they will do. Even though I tell my kids, hey, don't drink beer after every day of work. Don't sit in your bed all day.
But, Daddy, you've had six.
But, Dad, you do it all day. That's what they're going to do.
Dad, what's this fishnet thing with six holes in it?
So if you
what Daddy finished last night.
Hey, what's this bowl up Betty in your closet, Eddie?
You want your kids to be a certain way? Realize they're watching every move. So when, Coach, your kids start arguing about all stupid crap, that's because they learned that from you.
Daddy, what's this piece of paper that says plus one, minus two, plus one?
Hey, I learned that from my dad. Some things get passed down, boys. My dad was always betting.
Hey, Dad, what is this thing? It says ledger, and it has, 0500, 0300.
Dad, why is your credit card always out?
Dad, why did you write in red ink for this one? Why is it always in red ink, Dad?
Dad, why do you only watch the last 2 minutes of a game?
Dad, why do you not want the black marker? Always the red marker.
I'm always in the hole, son.
Telling you, boys.
So they learn by example is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, they learn more by watching you.
Well, you know who needs to learn.
So what do you do every all day to make them think, oh, man, I'm amazing,
fold laundry, wash dishes, only when they're watching, though.
But wait, it's only to put on a show.
Coach,
that's awesome.
Coach, you've got to show them that that's what... Man, if I lived my life the way my dad, was when I was growing up.
But he raised a great kid.
Coach, my mom raised us. Our dad was never home.
But Dad was still there.
When my dad showed up, he was drunk and he'd cook like steaks at 11 p.m. I remember waking up and being like, God, what's that noise coming from the kitchen? It's 11:30 and my dad's in his cowboy boots and his underwear cooking a steak. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, come on, pull up a stool. I mean, he's pissed drunk.
Dad, I need a high seat.
And for years, I thought that's a dad. Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, he's cooking you dinner.
I mean, show up at 11 p.m. and cook some steaks. Then I realized quickly, you know what? That's not a good thing. So I'm not going to do that anymore.
I just do fajitas buzz.
Hey, earlier in the day.
and I don't have the cowboy boots. I mean, so what? How did your mom, like, how did you, so when he did pull up a stool, did you stay up to like 1 a.m. eating steaks with him?
Until my mom would wake up and be like, get your ass to bed. What are you doing? He's like, well, dad told me to hang out with him. And then my dad would be like, come on, he's fine. I'll be up when he gets to school anyway.
But you could argue your dad created that fun side of you.
Yes.
I mean, there you go. Then why is that wrong?
It's not wrong. You just realize it's not sustainable, Coach. You can't live the rest of your life that way.
But I'm saying the way you make it seem that you need to come home every day in a suit, your wife needs to be in a dress, you guys need to be prim and proper while the kids are awake. The second they go to bed, that's when you go buck wild in the bedroom and you start drinking, having fun.
No, they hear that too, Coach. Dad, you locked your door last night. Why?
That is true. I remember going to my parents' door. God, door's locked. Why is the door locked? I can't come in. Hello, the door's locked.
You don't always lock the door.
You never lock the door. Mom, you locked the door. As an adult, you know why they locked the door.
I know why.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah, man.
I don't have a lock on my door. I need to get one.
That's going to be a problem.
That's about to be an issue.
Well, yeah, at this age, it's not an issue because they don't, I mean, they're good.
Now your oldest will walk in there.
In the morning. Never in the middle of the night. Like, he never get in the middle of the night, he just screams from his bed.
Oh, he doesn't get up.
No, he doesn't get up. He yells.
See, he learned that from you. He learned that from you.
Daddy, why were you giving mom CPR last night?
Chest compressions. See, he learned that from you, dude. Just laying in bed and be like, honey! Honey!
Daddy's attacking mom! Get off her!
Oh, we are the sore losers at gmail.com. Coach, can we please talk more NBA since football season is over?
Yes,
and can I get
NBA.
A shout out for my little brother's first soccer game of the season? Make it out to Micah in Mississippi. Thanks, Maddox Potts.
Coach, that's soccer.
Yeah, soccer, he said a shout out for Micah's first game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got in trouble on the big show.
I was going NBA.
Yeah, well, Maddox wants us to talk more NBA. But he wanted a shout out for his little brother Micah.
More NBA, less lifestyle.
Yeah, what is there to talk about
NBA?
I'll tell you what we'll talk about in the NBA. LeBron said that wherever his son is, that is where he'll finish his career.
Because he wants to play one season.
He's going to play one season with his son. You know how much pressure that puts on his son?
And Coach. It's just not realistic, is it?
Yeah.
How can he handpick his son's team and his team?
No. Once he gets drafted, he's going to make sure he's a free agent that offseason.
Okay, see, that's too much playing God. You don't do that.
No, you can do it.
No.
He's going to do it, and it's very feasible.
It's cute, but it's not good. You don't do that.
Let's bet on this. Ray, you say that's 100% impossible. You say it's 100% possible.
No. I believe it's possible, but I'm just saying, when you get like this, when you start to play God, it doesn't work out like that. He's going to get hurt. He's going to blow a leg. His son will be able to
there is that.
Never even start, and we'll never even see him on the court. I'm just telling you, it doesn't happen that perfectly, where LeBron gets to say, my son's going to play on my team. We're both going to start, and he's going to throw me a bounce pass.
LeBron's not saying he's going to play on my team. He's going to wait to see where his son gets drafted,
and then
LeBron signs there.
No, this isn't Bill Murray and Eddie Murray. This isn't Billy Ripken and Cal Ripken. This isn't Eddie Murray and...
This isn't Sandy Alomar Coach, and Roberto Alomar.
I'm saying Eddie Murray.
I know, Coach.
Ken Griffey Jr. and Senior.
Senior, very good.
Those are the ones that played together. I mean, we could do the Biggios and Bagwells, but they didn't play together.
They did not play together.
This isn't Hasselbeck and Hasselbeck. They were brothers.
Okay. Is Bronny 100% going to play in the NBA?
Well, the Lakers are donezo, so Bronny might be out before Little Bronny even gets there.
No, Little Bronny.
Little Bronny is a junior in high school.
Yeah.
And they say he's like the number 40-something prospect in his class.
Yikes.
Okay, yeah, Bron's going to be bounced out of the NBA before Bronny even gets to the
NBA. No, that's what I'm saying. It puts so much pressure on Bronny to be NBA ready in 2 years.
Is Bronny guaranteed to go to the NBA?
That is my question, is if you're an NBA team and he is, because there's only two rounds in the NBA draft, right? And you're sitting there and you're going, man, we have the number 10 overall pick. We have him rated as the 60th best draft choice. But if we draft him, that means we get LeBron James for a year or two. Do you draft him just so you get LeBron James to sign with you?
You draft him just so you get eyeballs. So
yeah, he's pretty damn good. I love your statistics. I don't know where you got those from, if you have a writer or what. But
Arnold,
Bronny's pretty good. The clips I've seen, he's this big. Actually, I think there's actually a better player on his team. But outside of that dude, Bronny's head and shoulders above the competition.
Coach, if you're not the best player on the team, you ain't going to NBA.
But he plays in the best on the best team in the entire country, and he's the second best player on the team.
Okay.
So.
And that's in California?
Yeah, I mean they're out there in Cali.
Do you know what school he goes to?
I have no idea.
I think that whoever it is, like maybe it'll be the Hornets.
Okay, sorry, 34th best prospect in his class.
Again, that's not great.
That's not great.
But
does he have to go to college?
He has to be, his graduating class has to be out of high school 1 year. So he could go G League for a year.
Okay, so here we go. So Bron's gonna be in the league 3 more years of unsuccessful non-playoff basketball.
He can't.
There's no way in hell.
Guys, he is dominating.
He's dominating until they lose. No. And then they lose
again.
I'm not
saying his team's doing good, but LeBron is playing out of his freaking mind.
He's playing great, but he didn't do a good job. This is the
it's not his fault.
The super team didn't, the other casting characters didn't align to create the Seven Wonders of the World. The superpower.
Right. Well, Anthony Davis is made of glass. He gets hurt every other day.
Russell Westbrook just learned now that he doesn't have his quickness to go to the basket, he's not a good shooter. So he's just terrible.
Russell Westbrook sucks.
Dude, I've seen some highlights where he's missing, not even not making the basket. He's missing the whole rim. He'll hit just a backboard, Eddie. There's some absolutely hilarious clips of Russell Westbrook trying to shoot a shot.
Is that Russell Westbrook or Russell?
Hanging up and listening.
Look, I think, look, I was picking up I was getting a glass of ice and it fell to the floor and I went down to pick up the piece of ice that I dropped and I hurt my back.
Oh. This is on pace to be one of the worst analogies or one of the best. I'm still 50-50.
I'm 42 years old, man. How old is Bron?
37, I think.
37. Guys, the body just doesn't play games. The body will not recover the way it used to. I don't care if he's doing great this year.
Hold on, let me get a side-by-side. Let me look at your body. Look at LeBron's body.
Yeah,
let me
stand up.
Pull your pants down a little
Look at this.
Dang.
Hey, lunch.
Oh, I can see. Yeah. I can see how you're comparing your back to LeBron's back.
LeBron's a little bit bigger there.
There you go.
Dang.
Okay, go ahead. Go on with your analogy.
I mean, it's physics, dude. The body's going to fail. The brain's going to be there, and LeBron's head's going to be like, you're still good, you can still hang with these dudes. The body's not going to be able to hang. So 2 years, 3 years is risky. But if I were a bad press NBA team, like...
You are bad at press.
Like the Magic. Charlotte.
Love it.
Hornets.
Charlotte's good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Some team that just needs some, like the Cleveland Indians, the Knicks. Like the Cleveland Indians of Major League, you know, they're like, we suck so bad, everyone's, yeah. They would love this. All right, you know what? We suck anyway. Let's draft little Bronny. We'll get LeBron for a year. All eyes on us. They'll give us some money, some exposure, and maybe some power to do some trades and make something out of our team later. But I see this as a win-win for whoever drafts little Bronny.
And that could happen. That's fine and dandy. The LaMelo Ball hit the dad. What is his name? Ball.
LaVar.
LaVar, big
Where
baller
the F
brand.
Is he?
Exactly. So he's gone.
He said, my boys are going to play in the NBA. His vision couldn't have not only reached what he said, but even ascend even farther than that. LaMelo, Lonzo is fine. He's a serviceable player. LaMelo is amazing in
he's
the
so
NBA.
He's so freaking good.
He's so good. And nobody envisioned that the dad was going to be right. Both his son or all of his kids.
No, what about
the NBA.
Third? Where is he?
He's not as good. He dropped into the D League overseas somewhere.
Oh boy.
But
I don't know where the other one
All three of them played in the NBA, and one of them's a superstar now. His vision, epic. LeBron, the way you're presenting this to me, he needs three more years. LeBron's sometimes injured. LeBron's on a really sucky team right now. That's going to really depress him.
It's really going to depress him because they're not making. They're going to be in the play-in.
They may get on the same team together, but I'm just telling you, it's going to not be cute. It's LeBron's going to be hurt. The Bronny's not going to be good. Can't start. Maybe they do one pass together. It's not going to be where every night. Hey, you watching Bronny and Bron tonight? Okay, it's not that. Never going to be that. And I will hang up and listen.
All they need is that one alley-oop.
That one alley-oop.
That one alley-oop.
That NFT will send for itself for a lot.
100%. And they'll be playing it for the rest of our lives.
But if you do draft Bronny, are you going to feel pressure to start him because
no,
LeBron's there?
Absolutely not. Him and his dad can play in the fourth quarter when you're winning by like 30.
Or you're losing by 30.
Or losing by 30. Either one, that's fine. But he ain't starting. You're not doing that crap. And what's LeBron going to do? I'm going to quit if you don't start him? LeBron, you're only going to be here for a year anyway. Shut the hell up.
That's so interesting. I just read that, and I was like, damn, that's putting a lot of pressure on his son,
Coach,
saying, hey, you're going to be ready for the NBA in 2 or 3 years.
Analogy. Like, lunchbox. So my son, the 4-year-old.
Okay.
I'm going to be in radio until he's 18. So that means Lunch has to be in radio for 14 more years. So that they can do a show together.
I guarantee you, out of all three of us, none of our kids are going to do radio. That's
none
a promise.
But
not
you know
one.
How impressive that is, though?
I don't know.
Like
maybe one of mine.
If Lunch and his son both did radio together, that's an impressive feat. Seeing it now.
Yeah.
But LeBron's our same age. I guess he just had kids younger.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's more seeable. But if one of us, our kid, like Eddie, your son,
he's 14.
Holds a camera. Like you used to hold a camera.
Oh, that could be.
In the same career path, and you guys are, and he's shooting
that's
you.
That's only 4 more years, dude.
Yeah.
He's the camera guy shooting you, and you used to be the camera guy, but he's now shooting his dad doing a TV piece.
I mean, I don't know when he graduate high school. I don't know what that, but four years, 14.
Graduate high school in 6 years, 5 years.
Okay.
Like, so, Boomer.
So you got to stay here for 5 more years.
Whenever Boomer's here, I always try to teach him some of the stuff. I'm like, Boomer, if you hit this, it'll play Fetty Wap. If you hit this, it hits Astronaut in the Ocean.
What you know?
So that maybe when Boomer is out of college at 22, if I can stick around for another 8 years, so I'll be 44, me and Boomer can do audio together. I'll have one earpiece. He'll have another. Me and him will both be hitting keys at the same time. I'll be like, oh, hit that Julio clip. Boomer, hit it.
The Julio. Welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
Good job, Boomer. I'm going to hit Fetty Wap. So that is my goal, much like Bronny.
So
and
we'll have two of you guys back there running the board?
See, because I look at it as my second kid, he is so outgoing and just talks all the time. He's only 2. And we went to the doctor earlier this week for his 2-year checkup. And the doctor said he is talking at a 3.5 to 4-year-old level.
Wow.
What about you, Coach?
He is the one.
So are you. a lot like his dad, he's also talking at a 3 or 4 year old.
If there's going to be one that's going to get into radio, the gift of gab, it's going to be him.
What's the gift of gab?
Never say that again.
Never say
that. What is that?
Not on a guy's podcast. You can say it if you want to get on a tea with Teresa.
Or 4 Things with Amy Brown. Cross promote. Shout out.
Gift of gab?
Yeah, I think I heard that over there when I was on her podcast last week. I think she said that to me. I don't know. But he would sit down next to me and I'd be like, dude, it's time to get down to business.
Let's get down to business. I bet your Ray's son's going to be just like the Tinder swindler.
Let's get down.
Ray is going to sit him down at a young age like, this is our idol. This is what we want to be. I mean, because you want to, all right, Eddie, like, Who's the shadiest person you've ever met?
Ray, 100%.
I mean, you want to know how shady Ray is? Ray, and I mean, I've not brought this up. I was going to just let it die.
Oh, crap.
But with the Tinder swindler, it just makes me realize that it brought up the bad memories.
Go.
So we have this thing called the Sore Losers Convention in Las Vegas.
There we go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have all the coaches coming in from all over the country, and we have our Sore Losers merch going to be on sale.
Yeah.
But before they can see the Sore Losers merch, Ray and his wife are walking around the casino selling Ray merchandise instead of our merchandise.
Wasn't my wife. It just me.
Ray, what's the problem?
Dude, it was really a conflict of interest. I had no idea up until the week before we were doing Sore Losers merch. If it would have been sorted out a month before, that would have been fine. This dude was pressuring me. He's like, hey, I'm sending out all your merch, man. It's been a great time to sell it. I was like, okay, that's fine. Send it out there. So he sends all these boxes of my merch. I'm talking hundreds of dollars worth of my merch. And I was like, all right, everything's good. Everything's good. And then I'm like, oh, crap. And so a month before, I'm like, hey, they're starting to talk about Sore Losers merch being there. And I'm like, dude, that's such a conflict of interest. I mean, I definitely can't do both of them. All right. Well, let's just play it by ear. So it's all good. There's going to be no Sore Losers merch. I never hear anything. I'm like, dude, go ahead, baby. And I swear the next day, after he sent all this merch out there, that's when I learned we were going to have Sore Losers merch. And I was like, great. I either pay this dude $400 to send it all back and say, sorry, I'm an idiot. I gave you the go-ahead too soon. Or I try to sell some of it and just act like I gave it a college try, which is what I did. So I sold some, made a couple hundred dollars. I was like, there you go. Boom. And then I told him, I was like, there was other merch there. So it was I couldn't sell really. I did my best. I sold like 5 shirts and that was it. But it wasn't me being like sketchy or sneaky or sleazy.
And Lunch, how does that make you feel?
I feel okay. I like that.
Feel better about it?
Yeah, I feel better.
I mean, we know Ray pretty well, and he's got a good heart. He has a good heart, and he's a people pleaser. Like, he doesn't like any kind of
conflict
or anything.
He wants to chill.
So
even the parking meter guy.
No, man, he's more life, less stress.
Yeah.
All right. So he sees the situation like, hey, green light. It looks good. Oh crap! Now there's a problem. They got their own merch. He was stuck between a rock and a hard place. We get it, Ray. Yeah. No hard feelings, dude.
No, I mean, he's a good guy because he always, from the beginning, he was like, hey, we'll give you a merch line. I was like, cool, good idea, until we actually did it. And it ended up not being that lucrative. So it's like, oh, it was fun. Let's just sell the rest of it. But then he's like, hey, I'm sending all these boxes out there. Cool. I mean, I don't give a crap. I'll slang some T-shirts. But then, yeah, then it got to shove, and I was like, crap. My sister was there. Everybody that was there at Ground Zero, I was like, holy crap. I have so many boxes. Like, not only did he send a couple T-shirts, I mean, he sent $10,000 worth of merchandise probably that it was sitting in my hotel room. And I'm just like, what am I going to do? Never again am I agreeing to something until I know definitively, okay, you're going to sell it.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Right. That's a good idea.
And it literally missed by a day. I go, send it all out. Boom. He sent it the very next day. Hey, it came together. We're going to do merch. I'm like, okay. But yeah,
and Ray, I love your sweatshirt, like the Sizzon sweatshirt, and I didn't know that I was going to be pouring salt in the womb, but when...
Womb or wound?
Oh, did I say womb?
Yeah.
Womb.
That's where the baby comes in.
Yeah, both. You don't want to pour salt in there.
Yeah, that's good.
Coach, so I show up to Lunchbox's hotel room in my Sizzon sweatshirt, and he goes, really, dude? You bought Sizzon merch?
Yeah.
I support our boy, dude.
Check it out, shopsorelosers.com. That's it. Have a good weekend.
Hey, are we going to work on send him to the Jack Daniels tent?
No, because it's just like, why do we do swoosh Nike? Just do it.
Tell me more. I like that, Ray.
Scuba gave me the idea that we could say send him to the Dak Daniels tent. Just flip the letter.
Is that too much, though?
Nobody will get that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm leaning towards.
You just can't say Jack Daniels. It's funny, the inside joke, but that's all it's going to go.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys like my logo I came up with, though?
I
Eddie
do like
it. Designing this logo look like the St. Louis Cardinals hat.
Yeah, except Well,
we don't say that.
Well, no, Coach, you can't just say that because now St. Louis is listening.
Great.
We can't do that anymore.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I designed a logo for us. Does it look like the Yankees logo?
Okay. Okay.
Well, all right. Forget
Simon,
it.
Simon, what do you think?
You want our boy?
Yeah, before
Send
we go,
me
let's
that video, please.
Let's go home.
Whoa, why is it on mute?
How
do I refresh it?
Simon.
Hold on, I gotta refresh it. Oh, here we go.
Hey, put some Let's Get Down to Business behind that.
Dang it.
No, yeah. He doesn't talk clear enough.
Dude. Oh, yes, he does.
Hold on. You guys filibuster for me.
You think he can do it behind it? Who? I mean, he has the audio engineer.
Ray is the audio genius.
That's why it would be easier with Boomer here, because he could do one dial. I would do the other one.
That's the thing, right, Ray? You only have two hands.
So,
Coach,
I ordered us a new song.
If you need a third hand, could you use your
Yeah, I do sometimes. Okay. Here you go.
Hi, coachers. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well. How you do, guys? I'm in big trouble. Listen, my enemy is Bovada. I put a dollar on it because Ray said to look it up. Now they want me. They want me. They want me to take it to the bank. Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friends, and we'll hang up. And listen, sore losers nation for life.
Man, that had to have been tough for him.
Look it up.
Ray said, look it up.
And his enemies told him to take it to the bank.
Bovada. Dude, he probably knows Bovada.
Oh, my God. He probably scammed Bovada out of $100,000.
He probably
somehow.
Taught Bovada.
Somehow, he got Bovada for $100,000. He gets everybody for money.
Just like this.
All right, we'll see you Monday.
Down. That's good.
Hey, we got Low Cash on Monday. Low Cash going to be on the podcast Monday.
Chris and Preston.
Chris and Preston from Low Cash coming on Monday.
Guys, I'm going to sit that one out.
No, you'll be on.
No.
We were able to fake your voice.
Ray.
No, we interviewed them, Ray, but you'll be on the other part of it, so you'll be on the podcast.
Ray, I used clips of your voice saying my voice and lock it up.
No, I just kept hitting. Ray, hang up and listen. I'll hang up and listen. I'll hang up and listen.
Ray, we did a hologram of you.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, where's the golf at this weekend? No idea.
No golf.
Oh, no golf?
No golf. Florida. Is it warm?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, watching, Coach. Who knows?
Key West, watch out for Burger.
All right.
Is it in Key West?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right.
You watching the Saudi? No.
No.
Don't watch in the Saudi League? Okay.
Now MLS starts this weekend, though.
All right. Oh, can't wait.
You better. Better get rid of it.
What?
Get with it.
Get out of here.
All right.
We're done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.